All right, you want to do a test talk into your mic?
Yeah, like right into the mic?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, Mason makes me...
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Dude, I like that sweatshirt.
Thank you. I only buy my sweatshirts now from a Tokyo Motorsport company.
I was talking to a buddy today. He's in the Marines. And he was talking about Tokyo and how I should go visit it with my friends or whatever.
Penis in my butthole.
Still those jokes.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Bro, I have so many. I have a fucking, hold on. I gotta see if I can find it before this podcast starts.
Oh, we're just rolling. It's going.
We're rolling right now. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
No, like you can, whatever you're feeling. Talk.
Hold on, sunglasses. There you go. Yeah. It's literally you on Snapchat. I don't know if I can play it. I don't know if I can play it.
Yeah.
It was your meme days.
Oh, the meme days.
No, yeah. Those were my favorite days, I think, in high school.
The favorite days?
Those were my favorite. Those are like branded into my forehead from freshman year when I met you in Mr. Pankop's class. And you putting a fork in the outlet versus... senior year, Mason Schaefer shooting Joji, being an absolute meme.
Yeah,
with what's going on in classes.
Yeah,
I think
those were goated.
I think those are the top tier years because Dwayne was in those prime years with let's just say certain licensing being certain people signing those things.
Yeah.
So, and handing those out. I think those were top 10 memes.
Top 10 memes.
Okay, granted, the fart bomb was the best prank I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because that required multiple counselors coming to find you.
Planning, all the above. I did shit to get a reaction out of people, honestly.
And it was the best.
It was.
Because I don't think I... I think that was like... I don't know. Just... I couldn't stop laughing. It was every day was a new meme. So, it was...
I had to make it fun. And you're only young like once, and if you want to have memories of just doing shit without regrets, why not?
Why not?
I know, cause like I've been contemplating like future work stuff, and I'm like, oh damn, so many possibilities, man. Like,
what are you thinking?
Dude, like every week it changes.
Really?
One week I want to do movies. One week I want to be a podcaster. Well, podcasting's always gonna be there.
Yeah.
And then like. One week I can do corporate work, and then another week I want to go work at Formula One. The next week I want to go work at Red Bull. It's fucking
yeah, like... and that's the thing with all these companies is they all push different types of videos, and each one has its different effect within the community. I think with Red Bull is they're more of like a hype team,
extreme sports,
extreme craziness. Like this, shit if I'm you into. Join and if you drink our drink, this is what you're fueling.
Yeah.
And then you shoot straight over to Disney, you're getting straight into Marvel, and you're seeing all these effects. And I think that's what's making Disney pop right now. Because if you haven't watched that Loki series, I don't know if you've been following.
Yeah, we're gonna hop into that later.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's just a whole nother thing. And Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're getting all these different shows now because they have a show platform. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just
How'd you feel about Disney Plus when it came out? Were you excited?
Okay, when like, Disney Plus first came out, I was just like, well, this is another way to get us to start paying more.
Yeah.
And then I kind of started hearing what they have planned, Phase 4. This is around the same time Phase 4 is coming out. Then you're hearing about, oh, The Mandalorian's getting onto Disney Plus as like, that's the first show coming out. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see how this is going.
I forgot. That The Mandalorian was the first show to come to Disney
Mandalorian
Plus.
Was the first one alongside...
Damn, that came out too... Dude, that just brought me back to something.
Yeah.
I remember my professor was talking about, like, all streaming services are going to absolutely be destroyed because, like, it was my media 101 class about everything, the umbrella over everything. And they're like, Dr. Mike, this dude literally said in, like, the third day of class, I think everybody should experience God at least once.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was doing drugs on the constant. Like, I kid you, I guarantee one day, I think he was on acid because he was just looked loopy.
Oh, God.
Love college.
That's the thing with some of the teachers is like, these kids in high school think this is like the shit. And when they get to college, it's just going to be easy and then they get to do whatever the fuck they want. You get there and I had a teacher, I can't remember what class. I'm doing three summer classes, and one of the teachers was like, listen, I'm not going to fucking baby feed you. And he said that word for word. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking baby feed you in this class. If you want to do the homework, you do the homework. If you want to do the assignment, you do the assignments. And I'm like, you're right. If you want to do that, you want to do that. But they don't hand it to you. Like, the teacher comes up to you like, hey, you didn't turn in the assignments. Like,
that sucks.
This is a real problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you do this. Like, this isn't okay. Like, Timmy, you gotta get it together. I love you. I love, like, you in my class. He's more like, bitch, this is your problem. Like, I'm not here to, I'm receiving a paycheck regardless if you turn it in or not. Like, it's like almost a Mr. Bane at that point. Like,
dude, I never had Mr. Bane. I had good things about him.
2 years, and I have some friends still at the high school. He's been reported twice. Twice he's been reported
for
cussing in class. And I'm like, okay, when they get to college, I promise you, a teacher will tell you, I don't give a shit. And they'll say it straight to your face, and you're just going to go, and that's not the curriculum that you're supposed to. Yeah, like, you can't just be living that life.
We must feed you every day. All this BS brainwashing.
I know.
Although, there was one thing I took for granted, though, in high school.
What was that?
English.
English.
If there was one class I really took for granted over everything, and I kind of wish I tried hard in, was
English,
because I'm basically an English major now.
Writing, yeah, basically writing. Again, I mean,
my fucking minor is film and screenwriting, and my major is video production.
So,
I have an English class every semester in college.
Yeah, I got that over with.
Yeah.
I finished the dual credit in high school, so when I got to college, it was.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, like.
I thought someone was behind me. You're like, oh, no.
No, I was like, because of that, I have to take creative writing. And then, like, I've already taken two extra English classes. I took, what was it, Greek studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a study of Athens. And then I took, Greek studies and then anthropology. That anthropology class was cool because, like, this guy just, like, studied in Brazil for, like, 20 years.
What is anthropology?
It was my mom's major in college. It's like the study of human culture.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So, like, I wrote about
Kanye. You kind of, like, dive into, like, different cultures. And,
yeah,
like,
you basically involve yourself there. So, like, a famous anthropologist. I'm trying to think of hold on. Nope. Famous anthropologist.
Geest.
Anthropologist. Oh, okay. I can't spell. Famous anthropologist. I don't know any of these people.
I was about to say, I was like, not familiar with anthropology.
Do we have a Jamie? I didn't tell you. So, I mean, this is like the more solo podcast I do. That's more fun for, like, the in-depth friends and whatnot.
Yeah.
That goes on for, like, fucking four, like, sometimes 3 or 4 hours. Because the last one with Kyle.
That's a whole fucking.
That's one with Kyle went for, like, 3 hours.
I saw the one with Kyle in it. Yeah. And I didn't give it a listen yet, but I just haven't had time. I've been pushing.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's all good.
We have the one during school. That's the one I'm putting all my effort and time into now.
And that one is
Media Mogul. That's the one where it's like once a week entertainment news. And Zach, ZT.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the Jamie. So he's going to be working behind the computer with all this stuff, making sure we're all set and all good.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that.
Getting a whole crew together.
Yep, getting a whole crew. Then I got my buddy Borders. He's my co-host.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's very...
Is he animated?
Not as much as me.
Okay. Well, you always need an animated person. That's nice because you kind of fill that role.
Yeah. Because sometimes if I have too much of a liquid, I get a little... one time I started talking about topics I should not have been talking about on the radio.
Yikes.
And I started, like, a swear word came on. I was like, okay,
yikes.
Not doing this again.
And then to the next subject.
Yep. And that was...
Cutting to the next.
We were talking about... Oh, that was the topic. We hit the topic with the Mandalorian girl getting kicked off the Mandalorian.
Oh, and then...
And then I just...
Republican rampage.
Couple sips more, and I was like, all right. This is how...
The handbook of Soviet Union.
Like, just me getting upset about it for no reason.
Karl Marx just laid out onto the table.
And then, like, sometimes on that one, because like, we can't swear anything, I feel like I don't... It sucks because I can't swear on it, and, like, I feel like because I can't swear, it has to be a little bit more PG.
I hate
and then
that.
I know for a fact nobody's listening to it because I'm trying to get a block next year that's like middle of the night and like nobody's listening.
Yeah.
So I can just go in the studio and film. So like I could say some out of the pocket shit.
There you go.
Yeah, like
starting SNL kind
of.
Yeah. Like.
No, I'm the video production supervisor for the late night TV show.
Well, there you go. SNL. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's that one's a blast. I want to hear awesome. Everything you've been doing though.
Me? Oh, man.
Everything. Tell me.
Everything.
Since high school, since you graduated, Corona, all that BS.
Okay, we're going to start with me mid-senior year getting through TV podcast. TV broadcasting. So I'm in that class. I'm working a full-time, damn near full-time job at Chick-fil-A in Whitestown. Not much people knew that, but when I'm telling you, you work 50-plus hours a week at a... you're working a good wage for a fast food restaurant, and you stay till 2 to 3 a.m. I was pushing I was pushing out 50 hours a week till 3 a.m. with homework I haven't even done. Because I'd leave, we get off school at 2:50.
Yeah.
And from 2:50, I'd arrive at work at 3:10, 3:20. And from there to 3 a.m., I'm pushing those hours, right? And haven't even done my homework because I haven't had time. Well, I go straight to sleep as soon as I get home, wake up next morning, don't want to go to school. I get to school, pump out the first two periods, and I go straight to TV broadcasting. And he let me sleep. He knew when I needed it. But I was also pushing out content for news stories, running the news, because nobody knew how to do TD, the technical director.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Bryson, we need you. And I'm literally so tired. I'm cranking switches, switching cameras, and doing graphics, and these kids were just asking me to do it because no one has properly learned the position.
Also, they don't care.
And they don't,
They're a lot of the people in that class are in there just trying to get clout.
And
people don't know how to put in the work.
Yeah, and Caleb Good is very good about that.
He's been doing some stuff. I'm excited to see what
I've seen.
Do
he's done, he's, and what is he doing? That, not art, what's it called? It's
graphic design?
3D.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff I tried to dabble in, but like
it's so difficult.
It.
He's hard. Yeah. And he was always there to help out. And on top of that, Quentin, which was like, he worked with me.
I don't know who Quentin is.
Quentin Leaf. He came in right after you. He joined me.
Yeah.
Did you
sun him?
I basically did what you did to me.
Nice.
And I took him under my wing, showed him everything. We actually got third place for cinematography.
Nice.
And then honorable mention for something else. I can't remember.
Nice.
But
did you guys place first in... sport?
No, we couldn't. We did not. I don't think we did. We were all pretty
bad. Good. That's bad.
Mr. Good kind of did one of those.
Probably because he didn't have the skill.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
Yeah.
But
we mean like when we left, me, Jeremiah, and Josh, and like them. It was kind of like when the blue lanyards left.
Yeah,
it was like
it kind of went downhill.
Yeah,
not just because like you guys left, but most of our skill was in that group. On top of that, we have me, Quentin, Ashlyn, Cam. Let me tell you, Cam is top tier, hardest worker was in that class.
I'm glad to hear that.
Behind me with Blake. Blake also pushed out content, but it was his own content.
Yeah.
Cam was doing the sports side. I was kind of running intros.
That's what Cam and
the
Dia
technical
are doing right now.
Yeah, and I've been seeing what Deontay's been putting out. It's kind of like you're looking at Deontay and Cam now teamed up at Ball State with
the power
you.
Duo, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a great duo.
I'm excited.
Especially Donnie Marcus with them being friends.
Yeah.
I think they're going to put at least get him onto the NFL stage. If they do it right. I see potential in Donnie. And with Cam doing his video editing and Deontay right behind him, that's a power duo right there.
Keep in mind, video editing isn't all skill when it comes
to
the player.
It's mostly skill.
We're talking about like the... when it,
oh,
when it
the player.
Yeah,
I mean, Donnie had a great year last year if you looked at the plays.
I'm not going to lie. I've never been to a sports game at Ball State. I went to one basketball game.
Really?
I'm too drunk to go. It's always on Saturdays, and I get too drunk.
I understand that.
I black out at 9 a.m., and then I can't go. There was one time my parents came to a tailgate, and I was too drunk to even go to the game.
I was just down in Cancun, and that was a whole show in itself.
How was that? I've been thinking about going there for spring break.
It was nice. I can't lie. It was very nice. We landed there. it's kind of sketchy. You're like, oh God, what am I getting myself into? People bombarding you, giving you like, hey, come ride with me. This cheap, blah, blah, blah. They're speaking Spanish most of the time. So luckily we bought it through Costco. So they provided transportation. Nice. We got there safe.
Nice.
But as soon as you landed straight onto the Hard Rock facility, everything Hard Rock came in.
It was just pure Hard Rock?
Hard Rock Cafe down in Cancun. They provided drinks, food, hamburgers. Oh, when I tell you.
Nice.
Every morning, pure
ecstasy.
I just came up, got my food. As soon as it hit 11 o'clock, because bars opened at 11, it was just like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. 18 years old.
Yep. I was just like, let's go. Bring them in.
Bring them in.
You get a double shot. Have strawberry daiquiri on the side, taking shots of
everything. You have some Terramana down there?
Oh, no, I haven't had that.
I haven't tried Terramana yet.
I did lemon drop shots, and then I did tequila, vodka, tried scotch. I did Corona beer. When I tell you, it was just like sex on the beaches. Nice. It was all the fruity drinks that I could get, and then I was just hammered, absolutely hammered. And I have pictures and videos. If you look at me, you can tell.
You're just blasted.
I looked like Mason Schaefer on a sophomore year.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good time. But that was, I think, the highlight of the summer.
Yeah? Like the best time?
Yeah.
I don't really have a highlight of the summer. I mean, like, besides me and my girlfriend going to Cincinnati on a whim, that was just kind of like,
hey, there you go.
Fuck it. But, like, it was like a weekend trip. It was fun.
Me and my girlfriend just went to Kings Island.
Yeah.
And that was a good time. We went on a Friday. No lines.
Nice.
I almost paid for fast passes. Extra like $120 bucks. But
well, I guess my highlight would be, I went to D.C. for July 4th. That was pretty fucking cool.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Virginia, Pennsylvania. I was with like the five states, like right in the middle of them.
Yeah.
So I was like there. I tried it. What was it? You ever had hot pot before? Korean hot pot?
I've never heard of that.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you have the money, go. Because, like, you sit, like, the maximum time you can be in there is 2 hours because it's, like, it's so many people want to eat there. And, like, you can get a hot pot or you can, like, have, like, the hibachi.
Okay.
But there's, like, a grill right in front of you. Like
as so far pure as hibachi sit, almost.
You can, you cook yourself.
Oh, you cook like, it yourself.
They just bring out meat for you, throw it on the grill.
So, basically, they're just providing you appliances and food and you just cook it yourself.
You cook it right in front of you. And they bring you, like, top of the line meat and stuff.
Okay.
I ate a baby octopus, bro.
What the hell?
I saw it. Was it good? No. I didn't tell my family, but I ate it because I tried to force my little sister to eat it before I did. And then, I ate it. I was like, and I felt the head go. I was like, and just, I went, this is.
This shit busting.
And then, the hot pot, you get like a pot of soup in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just put meat into there and it cooked and then like get really salty sometimes. But like, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I haven't ate yet. I'm already starving.
Yeah. Damn. What else?
Oh, at least I got this freaking pork and kangaroo meat snack provided by Mason Schaefer.
Oh, yeah. We got... that was it. There was a highlight that weekend. Me and Sarah had... The pork... Yeah, alligator. Okay.
And we got the pork and alligator meat snack and then the pork and kangaroo meat snack.
We had alpaca and... What was the other one? Ostrich? It was disgusting.
Well, if you want to visit Tokyo, you can get dog.
Damn, bro.
I was talking to a guy today. Yeah. He's in the Marines. He got back, I don't know how long ago, I would say a year. He went to Tokyo. He was stationed in Tokyo.
What's up, dude? I feel like if I was ever in the military, I'd want to go like somewhere.
Went to South Korea first, and I think he hit Tokyo. And then he said
two best places.
Tokyo... He was on base and then off base every once in a while, but he gave me a list of things. It's called a little village of America. America. He told me give that a shot if I ever go to Japan. So I'm thinking next summer.
It's like their take on America.
Yeah, and he said it's filled with a bunch of stuff. It's basically he said a mini Las Vegas.
Oh,
and I was
like,
that's awesome. And he was like, if you give it a visit, try that. I'll give you some restaurants. He's talking about Coco's is what he said. He said it has amazing food. CC's is another restaurant.
Pizza?
CC's?
Yeah,
No, he said it's another, like a Japanese restaurant. They do all kinds of things. And then another one he said was a Ferris wheel restaurant where they provide food to you at the bottom of the Ferris wheel and you eat your dinner It's like a 20-minute wheel. It goes all the way around. And he's like, it's awesome.
That's a good
idea. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, and he said, of course, if you have to visit Tokyo, you have to do Mount Fuji.
Duh.
And he's like, it's a beautiful view. And then he was just talking about other places. He's saying the Corona Festival, before Corona, COVID-19 happened, the Corona Festival was there. It had Chris Brown, Nickelback, Green Day. Nickelback.
Nice. We love Nickelback.
Yeah, he said it's always every July, at the beginning of July.
Oh, sure.
He's like, so if you want to go, you might as well go at the end of June and then stay for July, like 2nd and 3rd, to go for the Corona Fest.
Speaking of festivals.
And plus the drinking age there is 20, so.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Being 19, so for everyone listening, if you're about to turn 20, want a cool place to
go.
Turn
up, go to Japan.
Want to go, go turn up in Japan. He said it's super safe there.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
He said that, like, the police are on top of everything. Like, there's no drugs allowed. Like, if they smell weed,
done. You're dead. If they see you have a tattoo, you're going to get exiled. Yeah,
no, you can't have tattoos there. It's, like, frowned upon. He said no knives were allowed. If they're beyond 4 inches, illegal and thrown into jail for a maximum of 10 years.
Makes sense.
Like, well, that's crazy. And no guns allowed. That's life in prison. So I was like, at least I feel safe there. Kind of like, and then he was talking about South Korea.
But the thing about Japan is that, like, they have, like, a declining population.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said if you go to the south side, that's all old people.
Yeah.
You want to stay on the north side just because it's more countryside down there is what he was saying. He was just like, it's very beautiful, very nice, clean.
Got to be careful because, like, some of the girls out there, they're just dudes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You run in.
Hey, man, let me get you tonight. Like, it's whoa. They can have the high-pitched voice, and then you just got a Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Nice. You just got some nuts in your face.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Both of these tonight. But he was talking about how just, like, nice it is up there. He was like, well, if you get towards southern side, they don't really like Americans.
That's true.
He said they're racist, so be Makes careful sense. If you go down there.
They also don't like black people in Japan.
Really?
No. Did you not know that?
Was the Iron Man video?
Have you seen that Iron Man video? Where it's like,
it's Iron Man. Opens the mask.
Yeah. Classic. No, it's weird. Like, they do not like black people at all.
It's weird to me. Like, it looks like they're more, they push, I don't want to say, what's the word?
They're a traditional country.
Yeah.
And if they don't, like, they tattoos. Don't like, they just don't like outsiders.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say they don't like outsiders.
They don't like outsiders at all.
I think the visitor, the tourism side,
they don't like people
is up north.
There. Yeah.
If you go down south, that's different. Same thing with South Korea.
Yeah.
They're more tourism. Yeah. I think they have more to provide, like, more different races.
Well, my best friend's mom, she's from South Korea.
Really?
Yeah, Noah.
Oh, yeah, Noah.
Yeah, they're Korean. Yeah, like, his mom grew up in South Korea, Tokyo. Italy, Germany.
He sold me my Xbox.
Nice.
That was the one thing. I was like, wait a minute, I know you. He's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of like the whole Spider-Man meme. Like, when you're pointing at each other, like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. But saw him at GameStop. Shout out to him for providing my Xbox.
Nice.
But,
whatchamacallit? After college, me and my buddy, Sam, were saving money. And we are planning to go to Europe. We're going to backpack Europe.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like, not backpack, but, like, car and train.
Yeah, go around.
Stay in each country.
Visit.
Like, a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just say, and then we're going to end up at Belgium in July.
Belgium?
We're going to Tomorrowland.
If you go to Belgium, you have to have the waffles. I want to know how Belgium the waffles are. I want to know how Belgium the waffles are.
Waffles are, yeah.
If you let me know via video and picture, that'd be perfect. I want to hear the crunch when you take a bite.
No.
But
damn, Tomorrowland 2021 got canceled.
What is Tomorrowland?
It's the festival. It's the festival I want to go to.
What is it though? Can you, like, give me some backstory?
Tomorrowland's an EDM festival.
Okay.
Here, I'll just go ahead and scroll through some pictures for you.
That looks awesome.
There's 12 different stages. I've been posting stuff all online about it because, like, it was like,
I've seen it. I've never known what it was or where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, like,
is Belgium super safe? Is it, like,
I mean, it's
one of those countries.
I don't really give a shit. I mean, look at that. I mean, you're being a hippie for a week.
So you sleep there?
Yeah, you sleep there.
Oh no. Where do you go to the bathroom at?
I don't know. I guess I'm letting that just take route wherever it happens. Okay. I mean, I guess they have porta potties and shit.
They've got to have something.
But like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, if I end up in a cult, I guess I ended up in a cult on accident.
Basically a cult.
Yep, cool. I mean, look at this. Yeah, here.
That is huge. Is that all the parking back there, or is that where you live?
Yep, parking.
Okay.
Oh, I think those are tents, actually. Yeah, those are tents. Yep.
I'm going to the Kings of Leon concert this
August. Damn, that's going to be lit. All right.
So I'll be there for that.
Here's the main stage.
Okay, yeah, that's like a Travis Scott concert here.
So people from all over the world go there, and they represent with like the flags and out in the crowd.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really dope.
That's a good time then.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited for it. Cool. I thought we were still recording, and I was like, oh.
That would have been awkward.
You want to try this jerky?
Try what? Oh, yeah, let's try the jerky. And you want to do alligator? Yeah, I'm going to make you try alligator. You didn't like that.
I hate you.
How would you open this? Is there like a tab to just a rip?
I think it's just a
rip. Oh, it's a rip.
Just, ASMR.
ASMR with Bryson Fox. Hey, we're gonna have some jerky. We got the, hold on. Let me get the packaging. Hold on.
This is some larva. We're gonna eat larva, barbecue flavor larva. Ew.
That's gonna be
garbage. Dude, ew.
I'm gonna cry.
Ew. Look at this. Alright, I gotta try this with my girlfriend, but she wanted to try, but I was not.
Okay, this beef jerky doesn't smell bad, though, for it being like kangaroo. I would have.
Kangaroo's like tender, dude. Okay, remember the jerky?
I'm gonna chew straight into
remember
it.
Remember I brought.
Oh, yeah, you'd always bring jerky into the freaking. Yeah,
I had barbecue and alligator, but DeMarcus brought it for me when he came back from Australia. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, that is potent
smell. DeMarcus.
My cousin.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the one I went to go stay with.
Okay. I was about to say, I was like, DeMarcus. I thought you meant Dominic. TV class.
Dominic, yeah. I actually saw him a few, when he came back. He came to hang out.
I cannot get this open to save my life. What the hell?
Oh. Lizard.
Oh, there we go. Oh, man.
All right, don't open up all the way because we got to put it back together.
Put it back together.
Or like, we're not going to eat all of it.
Yeah, I was assuming that.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Dude.
What, is this barbecued? It looks barbecued.
Yeah. Well, look at the flavor.
Mine just says original.
Oh.
Yours is barbecued, isn't it?
Dude, it smells like a lizard. Smell, switch.
Hold on, switch. You can take that one. No, yeah. That smells like barbecue on it. Mmm.
Are you trying alligator? I tried this one.
That's a home. Here, how about we try both?
Okay, bet. I'm just going to take a bite. I'm gonna
go fuck. I don't care. This is not COVID friendly here if you're not COVID.
Shut up. We don't care about that.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I got a whole nib. Huh.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, it's so... It's tender. Dude, it tastes exactly how I thought it would. It's stinky. It tastes stinky.
Yeah. It reminds me. I don't even know how to describe it. I don't even want to swallow.
Slimy?
Yeah.
That one's for you.
What one? Anyway?
I already had two. The flavor.
I can't get that mouth. It was just crunchy. I don't even know how to. It's like chewy and crunchy at the same time.
Try that one. That one wasn't too bad.
Oh, this one here. That one's yours.
Oh,
I'm gonna make you try it because I tried it.
I'm gonna eat my stomach a second, man. You about the Simone Biles thing last night?
Yes, she got. Wow. She pulled out of the Olympics.
Good for her though.
Yeah, I'm.
Dude, it's the mental health shit, bro. Was
it the mental health?
Yes.
I thought she pulled out because she wasn't doing too good.
No, it's not that. It's like, dude, if you do this your whole fucking life and like you just get treated like shit for it from the judges and like you're the best ever, that one's not too bad. It's just crunchy.
That one beats that one. That one, oh, yeah. Good luck, bub.
Yeah. You just see that, you. Yeah, okay, yeah, so... Simone Biles withdraws and she reminds us that she's still a human. Like, you may be the greatest, but sometimes you break down from the stress.
No, yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, you can't tell. Like, I'm glad to see that because it kind of beats that, like, ultimate, like, some, like, the greatest of all time, they never have down days. They never have bad days. Of course they have bad days. That's why they're the greatest. But the, but they overcome it.
Yeah, and you can't hold them to that standard of, like, they're the best. They don't step down from a fight. They'll step down if you push them far enough. And obviously she was pushed, and
she's still the GOAT, though.
Yeah, she's, of course, the greatest. I would have said the greatest. She's freaking... Look how old she is now compared to when she first started.
I didn't even know when she started. I just knew.
I think she started 3 years ago, which is 16.
Yeah, Rio. Was it Rio? Yeah, 4 years ago? 5 years ago now? Yeah, 5 years ago.
Three Olympics ago, maybe?
Oh, three Olympics? Oh, shit. That would have been...
No. Is it two Olympics? It might have been two Olympics.
That would have been China.
Look up when Simone Biles started.
Okay.
Because I swear she's been in the Olympics for a while. At least a good two or three Olympics. Remember
the trans athlete that's competing as, like, a dude?
No.
And a female.
Is she winning?
Probably.
Is he winning? What are we going to...
I don't care.
Is she winning?
Strong, powerful woman. I just watched the Burt Kreischer thing with Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, really?
She's a conservative trans woman running for...
In California.
Hey. Never thought I'd say it, but...
Cheers to that one, bub.
Hey, fuck it. At the end of the day, she's still just a white lawyer.
She is. You go get him, babe.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Thank you. Okay. Simone Biles, when did she start? Oh, wait.
Start in the Olympics. You want to type that, probably. Move that beef jerky somewhere it won't be touched again.
She was born in 1997.
Okay. So that makes her...
So at the 2016 Olympics Rio de Janeiro, she won floor exercises. So she beat all five... She was a five-time world-renowned all-champion 2013, 2015, 2018, 2019. Three-time world balance beam champion 2014, 2015, 2019.
So 2014, basically.
Two-time world vault champion? Oh, my.
She's different.
Dude, that is one of the hardest sports to be involved in, man.
Yeah, this, if you look at, like, their training and, like, how, like, they critique it, I think it's one of the hardest sports, I would believe, to, like, participate in.
My roommate had a one-night stand with a gymnast.
How was that?
I don't know.
Basically, like, another dude in bed.
That's what he told me.
He's like, pure muscle.
That's what he told me.
You come here.
He told me it weirded him out a little bit.
He grabs his legs, flips them up. Please do that again.
Should taste good. That's what I was going to look up. Did you watch the skateboarding shit?
Oh, that dude cracking his nuts.
Ow.
You watched that?
Yeah.
That was absolutely...
Well, dude, I watched the girls win. That 13-year-old is a gold
from
champion.
The US?
From Tokyo, dude.
Oh, snap.
13-year-old girl from Tokyo is a gold champion skateboarding.
I swear I watched a video of a kid, like a girl, going into the Olympics, because I swear she was like 13.
Well, yeah, dude, there's some young... Yeah, the youngest is 12.
12?
Yeah.
I heard parents aren't allowed to go with...
Dude, that's another thing. There was an opportunity to go film the Olympics this year at Ball State.
Did you? Who got it?
I didn't go because all this corona shit happened. I wanted to sign up for it, but also it was $5,000 onto my tuition.
Ooh.
Yeah, and...
Included, though?
Yeah, and you have to pay for all the airfare. It was just a lot. We didn't have the money, but, like, yeah. I would have taken out a loan for it, but I already take out a loan, so it's like, ugh.
Hey, bank, sorry for the first one, but I would like a second.
I'm taking a small bite.
No, you gotta take the same bite I did. That was foul. Yeah, you taste it. You feel it. Yeah, just...
I just swallowed that shit, alright.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Dude, I moved to my house.
Oh, how was that?
I don't know. I move in August 9th.
August 9th? You have stuff for it?
Nope. Because we're going to go look at the house next year, Monday.
To what? Just look at it?
Yeah, because, like, we looked at it twice, And then, like, that's it. Because like, we looked to the outside once, and then we looked in the inside
This
once.
Is an empty house. Yep, we're just going to...
Yeah,
yep.
Well, there were people living there who were like, we need a house, because I'm not living in the dorms again. We just needed something quick.
No,
and
yeah.
Yeah, and it has a backyard and a two-car garage, and that's all we
And that's good,
for.
And you don't have to worry about roommates and all... Well, you're probably going to have roommates in there, but just kind of like...
I don't have to deal with a roommate.
I can't. That's why I'm staying at home, instead of going...
Dude, it's a lot, man.
If you think of it, college is like a money pool. How much can you spend on campus, and how much can you give the college? And
it's giving me hell of an opportunity, though.
If you look at how... What do you mean?
Like, I was able to explore all these different things.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you, the cost is a little high. I mean, if you made it 70, like 70, took off 25%.
Make it like 6,000, 7,000? Because if you live reasonable. In a dorm, it's 10.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
And normal...
Make it normal rent.
Yeah, like you're living in a room. It's not an actual apartment.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the other dude is living in that same room, in that
and you have
smaller space.
The size of this room.
That's yeah, I would about to say like the bed's right there. This is like a one bedroom.
This is a single...
Yeah,
this is a single dorm.
Maybe the second one would make it a double. But if you look, like, just pricing... He's paying $10,000, you're paying $10,000. It's not like $5,000, $5,000. It's $10,000, $10,000. That's $20,000 plus the 40 other kids that are living, plus a shared bathroom and showers.
With 16 other dudes.
It's not always available. It's like...
It's always messy.
Yeah, and I don't... Dudes fucking in there. They're just going at it in the showers.
Some people passed out drunk in the shower.
Yeah, and puke, pee, poop, everything.
Cum. Everywhere,
nut everywhere,
just disgusting. Because you know, it's just disgusting.
Some dude just went to town in that bathroom right before you got in there.
Oh.
You're like showering, you actually slip and hit the wall, and it's just cream.
But my fucking face.
What the hell is a little Nas X Jesus. In there?
No.
Have you seen that video?
No,
the new music video for it. Oh my! Okay.
I have not been in music lately.
Only... No, and I follow music. Donda is about to come out, but the new Lil Nas. Maybe. It's soon. Soon.
I've given up hope.
Whatever.
I didn't even stay up for the fucking live stream. I said, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I didn't. I was at a softball game.
Fuck that. I'm not staying up for that shit.
I went to... What was I just talking about? Damn it, you threw me off.
Let me try one of those.
I don't know if I want to try. There's barbecue. Why is everything here barbecued?
Oh, yeah. The book I was talking about. So this is like my daily devotional book.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for my birthday. Gotcha. And like, check out today's. Like... It's like Stoicism. Yeah, it's the second one.
This one, right?
Yeah, and it's just like it's like you know how you get like a quote of the day.
Today's the 28th, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Is it? And it's the one right under it, right?
Yep.
Check your privilege.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's just like you hear a quote from.
You want me to read it out loud?
No.
Okay.
You can read the philosophy one, but not the interpretation.
This one.
Yeah. So the one that's like italicized.
Some people are sharp and others are dull. Some are raised in a better environment, others in worse. The latter, having inferior habits and nurture, will require more by way of proof and careful instruction to master these teachings and to be formed by them. In the same way that bodies in a bad state must be given a great deal of care when perfect health is sought. Eunice Rufus.
Musonius Rufus.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, so it's just like you get like a quote from like a philosopher and then like they interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you're like, oh, that's very interesting. And like that you go by.
Can you look at different perspectives?
Yes, almost. It gives you different perspective. And then.
Kind of like what's going on right now. I think people need to read a little bit more like that.
I give myself like an hour a day to read.
That's good.
An hour a day. I've been getting a lot of books. So I have one, but there's two I haven't read yet. The one I'm in between like three. That one's a daily. This one's also a daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading the Robert Rodriguez's book. It's his daily journals from like starting out in filmmaking, like when he first like. So he basically sold his body for like drug testing to like get the money to make his first movie.
That's weird.
And then like he started there. Then like basically goes from there, getting the ten grand.
Yeah.
Putting it into his movie, selling it to Hollywood, getting big.
What
day-to-day journals.
Who was that?
Robert Rodriguez. He made Spy Kids.
Oh.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah. He's just started out in Texas after college. He's like, I need to do this. Because he's like, it's the same kind of mentality I have now where it's like, if I want to get to Hollywood before, if I'm going to do movies, I need to get to Hollywood before my 30s.
You need to do it. I believe in you. You have, I think, what it takes. You have, I feel like for directors and people that get into those positions, they have to be animated. You have to be able to picture your shots. You have to be able to adapt as well as just think it through.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking at through a lot of... I look at films when I look at it. Is just how are these shots shot? How are they done? And like, how does the director want me to see these images and videos? I just kind of like look at each director. What's that one director that filmed...
Tell me a movie. I got you. What's the movie? Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goated.
Absolutely
fantastic.
Him and Robert Rodriguez are like best friends.
That's absolutely crazy.
Those two started the indie film thing.
The indie film festival?
No. Like they're like, you can make it doing indie film.
Really?
Because they started doing indie film.
That's awesome.
Reservoir Dogs, you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
That was Quentin Tarantino's first movie. And then El Mariachi was Robert Rodriguez's.
What's your favorite movie by Quentin Tarantino?
Now we're hitting the podcast topics, because now I can talk about this for days, man.
And I could tell you one right off the top of my head.
Go ahead, tell me yours.
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, see, that's probably my favorite World War II movie.
That is a top 10, plus Fury. Fury is a great movie. Well,
Brad Pitt's playing the same fucking person.
But Brad Pitt, he does pretty good. Plus, dude from Transformers, can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did good for the role. And then on top of that, Saving Private Ryan. Amazing film.
Yeah. See, I don't know if it's going to be... Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's spectacular. I
haven't got to watch that yet. It's on my things to watch.
It's me. Come over sometime this week, because Sam's been wanting to watch it, but I just haven't really given the energy to watch it again because I've seen it twice, and it's a long-ass movie.
Yeah, I bet.
So, we'll watch it before I leave because it's really good. Even then, like, just come up to my house, dude, like... Whenever, because we're having a weekend. We're having a party every other weekend.
I see that on your Snapchat stories.
Where it's going to be like, they're going to be themed.
There you go.
It's like zoo party. Everybody dressed up like an animal.
Oh, God. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
I want a dude from Toys R Us pulls up.
Chicken. Yeah. I was thinking about doing the gorilla suit.
Oh, God.
Because like, I was going to
do... That one that you sent me the video. Yeah. Is like, yep. Oh, the kid gets taken.
That's the one I was going to get. And then me and Sam are going to DJ, because he may go to Ball State to do audio production. So, like,
oh,
music
really? Stuff.
He's going to go for music. And I'm like, I already know enough about that. And I like EDM, so.
There you go.
And I want to DJ at my own parties.
That'd be awesome.
It's planned. And I just got, we have subwoofers and, like, amps. And I got this big-ass LED party speaker, too. I'm like, this is lit.
That's going to be so a hell of a time.
I'm probably just going to try to figure out a way to chain them.
Start doing more, what's it called? Parties at your house.
Yeah. Even then, see this thing right here?
Yeah.
All I really have to do, I think, is plug in the amps through here and then just have a single input from my computer. And then I'll just be like, and then just like play it through there. Yeah, literally.
You're just going to town. Yeah.
Literally, that's the plan. To answer the Quentin Tarantino question, either Kill Bill or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. Probably Kill Bill, though. One and two. I consider them one movie, because they're like 5 hours long.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Kill Bill yet? Watch it.
I have to watch it. I always see it on Netflix. It's like Netflix is like freaking first movie to come out on that.
Watch it then, because they're telling you it's really good.
I'm scared.
No,
it's
why?
A woman. Woman killer.
She's a badass.
I gotta watch
Keep
it.
In mind, don't do that, because like, it's that movie wasn't made when it's forced down your throat.
Yeah,
it's made when there's a female character written really well.
Yeah,
and it's not forced. Look at Alien, Sigourney Weaver. You know?
No, yeah, for sure.
And then look at what's her face? There's been a few others, like the Tomb Raider series, just a female lead, but it's not forced.
No, yeah.
Like, she gets empowered through, like, being a female and shit. But then, like, same thing with this. Like, the whole story is written about her being a girl.
No, yeah.
And, like, but it's, like, the guy, the villain, has 8 killer cobras, and they're all females.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like they're Black Mamba, and then there's Copperhead.
I can just get dodgeball flashbacks.
Yes. But yeah, man, it's a great movie. I mean, she literally goes to Japan to, and then gets a sword forged for her to fight like the other guy, and like it's called the Bride Sword, and there's only two in existence.
Shit.
Yeah, the movie's good as fuck.
Sounds like a badass movie. It's like a John Wick.
Yeah. Maybe
the same vibes as John Wick.
Can I show you a scene?
Go to town. See, they're in filmmaking for John Wick 4.
Yes, I got the pistol. Oh, we'll run back to my house. I'll show you.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Shit.
The STI-TTI 1911. Yeah. It's the airsoft version.
The airsoft
version. But it's the real, like, trainer pistol. Like, it weighs the exact same. It's all metal.
Oh, God.
CO2. Yeah. So it's...
Just goes to town.
Yeah. Crazy 88. Dude, I got this thing. If there's a TV in here, I can plug it into this.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I have my Apple TV with me. And I hook up my Apple TV to it, and I can just autoplay everything to that.
That would have been nice.
So then we can hear it through that, and it's lit.
That would have been awesome.
And I could take it out in post. All
right. Let me see.
Basically showing him that one scene with, we're not going to play the audio, but...
No, yeah.
It's...
Yeah, I can just hear behind it.
Yeah, it's the crazy 88 scene, and all the Japanese people are in there to kill. I forget her name.
Bill?
No, that's not her name. Oh, that's a Bruce Lee fit, by the way.
Oh, it is?
That's the outfit that Bruce Lee wore in Into the Dragon, which is one of the... I love Bruce Lee. Like, his kung fu moves are so good.
I just love the shots.
Look at that.
That is awesome.
Oh, also, see, like, all blood. Also, this is like an anime. Like, when you see a slice happen, it like pours out blood. It goes, tss. Look at that shot.
That shot is awesome. Looks like she's about to get fucked up.
Yeah, you think so. Watch.
Oh, that's a clean shot right there.
Yeah, I mean, like... The cinematography in these movies are just spectacular, and like Tarantino's writing, amazing. I mean, it's just
really directing.
Good. I mean, and then Django as well. That's probably that's up there for the top three.
No, yeah.
All right, here's the battle. I mean, look at the blood. Oh
my God, the blood is insane.
Now you like this movie?
It's awesome.
I was gonna bring you a movie review script. Like, I like do movie reviews in my free time, and it's pretty fun. Oh yeah, literally ripped out an eye, and the screen went black and white.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? Artsy as fuck.
Oh. She gets freaking cut.
Yeah.
That's an awesome.
That's Kill Bill.
Couple shots.
Yeah. So, tell me, what are some movies you've been watching lately?
Movies?
Yeah.
Actually, now that you say that, I have a list that I've made. Let me put, other than my Japan trip. Top movies. Oh, here we go. What I've been watching. I watched The Tomorrow War with...
So good. It was good.
I liked it. Not a lot of people said they liked it, but yeah. I personally okay, liked it. Knives Out. I don't know if you watched that.
I watched that when it came out.
Man, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked just the storytelling in it. Kind of like a Clue almost.
Mm-hmm.
Invincible.
So good.
Invincible was a...
Damn it, Mark. Why'd you make me do this?
I'll just make another kid.
He goes like, what would you have after 500 years?
500 years.
I'll have friends. You. And he goes, what have I done? And then leaves. Dude, no, like, that's the first Viltrumite to ever, like...
Stop.
I watched, like, 8 hours of comic shit after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, whenever I see something like that, like, Green Lantern especially is something I'm, like, I got really into.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it got really, really good after that. Oh my god, look at these.
Yeah, I'll pass on those little centipede-looking motherfuckers.
Oh, come on, why not?
If
you had to survive in nature, you'd eat these.
It's alright, I'll just eat bark.
No, bro, you can't survive off bark.
The Boys. Be a man. That's what I've been watching. The Boys.
The Boys is really good. How'd you like that? I watched that episodically when it came out.
Season 1.
Spectacular.
Beat almost season 2. Season 1 was just... you got straight into it. You like you built up, and then it's just straight action, 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 action. It's crazy. I'm scared this is going to be as crunchy as I think it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be as crunchy as you think it is.
But
my friends are too much of pussies to eat these.
I am too.
Eh, well. You know, you only live once. You don't have regrets, right?
I have a lot of regrets.
Regrets. It's not going to taste that bad, dude. I'm actually not worried about
you
this.
You nibbed on the last one.
Well, these don't scare me as much as that.
Oh.
I don't like them. I wouldn't eat them on a regular, but I don't mind them.
Oh, yeah, I taste it now.
Yeah, not too good.
It's on the side of my...
Yeah, not too good. I wouldn't eat them again.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you little buddy right there. I'm going to name him Tim. Ah.
It's like staying in my mouth.
I know, that's why I can't get it out. I'm trying just to like wash it down. Oh, yeah. Gotta get that one out.
Yeah, that'll clean your mouth, I promise. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me more about the movie. So the boys, like...
The boys, I don't want to spoil it, but...
All right. Anybody that's on this show knows I spoil the hell out of things. So, spoiler alert, fuck you.
Yeah, basically. Guy works at a convenience store. Can't remember his name, but it doesn't matter anyways. His girlfriend dies because she gets absolutely splattered.
By a black dude. No pun intended.
Gets absolutely splattered because this dude's on drugs, basically. Yeah. And, basically just teams up with another motherfucker that's just basically going out to fuck and kill every superhero that exists.
Carl Urban being a god, as usual.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know who Carl Urban is, he's been in like every major franchise.
He's awesome.
He's in Marvel, he's in Lord of the Rings, he's in a bunch of shit. He was in Doom. He was Doom guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but that show alone, I think it's just amazing.
It was so good.
With the way they ended season one and then the way they ended season two, you kind of got a glimpse of both.
And it was just like the whole story between like, what was his name? The dude and then this skinny looking like scrawny guy. It's just like he pictures him as his little brother.
And oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Have you seen that far?
Yeah, I've finished season two.
Okay, cool. And it's just like, hello, Mom.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Loki, what'd you think?
Loki.
You want to give me my opinion or tell me yours?
You go first.
I think it's the best thing we've ever seen in the sense of pure narcissism.
Really?
He falls in love with himself. Literally falls in love with himself.
He falls in love with a version of himself.
He falls in love with himself. And that, well, you got to break it down to what it truly is. It's not a version of himself. You're being too technical. It's when you look at it, what is Loki known for? A god of mischief, and he's narcissistic.
He's very narcissistic.
So he literally fell in love with himself. It's an actual paradox.
So you think in that self, he creates a variable?
He creates the variable.
Variant, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, then finding out, like, the TVA and shit. I don't know. The Marvel stuff's getting...
Personally, TVA was crazy.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm mad at Marvel, man.
You're mad at Marvel?
No, I'm not into it anymore. I'm telling you right now, I'm in love with DC.
DC Universe?
Dude, I just binge-watched the entire Young Justice, and I just got done binge-watching Titans. I'm going to start Teen Titans, and then I'm going to start Batman the Animated Series, and then after that, Superman the Animated Series.
Like, that's a lot to watch.
Well, I have the time. I'm a TCOM kid.
Well, there you go.
Also, I go to the gym, and I just sit. I give myself a lot of free time. Or, like, my free time... I kind of get in this habit where, like, sometimes I just want to chill in my bed, but a lot of other times I force myself to go to the gym, just sit on the bike and watch TV. And that's usually how I get. It's usually how I'm able to watch TV, because sometimes I would like sit there and I'd be like, okay, gonna watch three episodes of a TV show. Now I'll get on the treadmill. That's how I do it. Have you gone to the gym a lot?
I go to the gym. I try to go every other day, but it's been a little bit of.
I go every day or every 6 days. Well, like 6 days a week.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I try. It's hard sometimes.
No, for sure. And you can't always do that. It's kind of tough.
A lot of times it's 5 times a week. But if I really feel like winning the day, like after this, I'm going to the gym.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I haven't worked out since Cancun.
You go to Planet Fitness?
I go to Planet Fitness in Westfield.
you.
I live in Westfield. Did
you move with your girlfriend?
No, she lives at Marion, but she didn't. Her family moved to, what is that, Maryland for a job, so now she didn't have anyone here. All her family doesn't live here.
So she basically stays with you?
Yeah, for just now, but until summer starts back up, or until classes start back up, she will go back into her dorms.
Okay, so she's just chilling here with you then?
No, yeah, for sure.
Okay, nice. She's just, that's good.
She's just chilling in there with me for a while. And then, nice.
I'm glad your parents are cool with that.
No, yeah.
But that's what something they understand.
No, yeah. It was just like, they love her, so it's just like anything to help out. So it was nice for them to help me My help parents can do her. That shit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Which is a great time.
Nice.
Oh, God.
What was it? Loki. Tell me, what'd you think?
I thought the way they did it was perfect.
I'm on IGN trying to look at some new stuff that's coming out. Oh, the new Ghostbusters trailer came out. Did you see that?
Oh, God, no.
Dude, it looks amazing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Wait, what do I mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's by... Dude, the director is the son of the director that directed the first two.
Really?
It's a family story.
Okay.
Like, it's all of Egon's kids, like grandkids. Egon, the guy goes... Hello, we are Ghostbusters. The really weird one.
The one
that gets married to the girl, like the receptionist.
No, yeah.
The receptionist is in the movie. And so is Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's better.
It's literally the continuation of the same story. Also, James Cameron is writing the new Terminators right after Terminator 2. So, he's retconning everything.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
So, everything after Terminator 2 doesn't exist anymore. In the canon.
So they're just rewriting everything now?
Yeah. So like after, you remember Terminator 2?
Yeah.
After that movie, they're writing it from the story now.
Okay.
So it's going to be good for once.
Not as bad as I thought.
Let me go back to IGN. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
Did you see the new Steam Deck?
No.
Hey.
Oh, he was my sub. Yeah, he was my sub teacher one day in econ.
That's lit. Hey, Sam, shout out. Your dad just rolled up.
I saw him get out of his car, but I was just like, I'm not going to mention nothing.
Oh, yet. That's lit.
Army of the Dead. That was a good one.
Oh, my God.
What?
My girlfriend goes to get her license. Lit.
That's awesome.
Dude! Sorry, everybody. The new Suicide Squad's coming out August 6th. I'm really excited for that.
Suicide Squad?
James Gunn's directing it, and it's DC, so obviously I'm going to...
I did see that new... It's not Suicide Squad with Harley Quinn.
It is the Suicide Squad.
No, I'm talking with Harley Quinn and Starfist.
Yeah.
Or Star...
It has all the same characters, but like new characters that they should have added.
With...
John Cena.
John Cena, yeah.
And he has a 50 cal.
Ooh!
What else? It has Idris Elba. Excuse me. Do you know Idris Elba used to sell weed?
You did?
No, Idris Elba.
I don't know who that is.
This guy.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, like, I remember comedians talking about, like, during comedy shows and stuff, Idris Elba used to be a bouncer. He used to just sell weed on the side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I listened to, like, specifically comedy podcasts.
Oh, shit.
They just make me giggle a lot. Like, I think Kevin Hart and somebody else. Another famous guy. They were talking about how he used to just sell weed being a bouncer. I'm like, that's lit. That's really funny.
What do you do for a living? I'm an actor and a bouncer.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell weed on the side.
But if you need anything, just hit me up.
Hey. Mm-hmm. I got you, bro. Just listen. Hey, you want that good shit? I got. Where your mom at?
Where your mom at?
Where your mom at?
Where your mom at?
That's been like one of my favorite memes lately. I just like to requote. Oh, Army of the Dead, Zack Snyder's new zombie movie.
I just said that.
Spectacular.
I said that.
I know, that's why I'm coming back to you.
Oh, I was about to say. I was like, dude,
You brought that up to me, but I saw the Suicide Squad thing.
No, yeah. Okay. What did you think of the movie? Because I got to get back to you on the Loki still.
Spectacular.
I loved it personally.
It was a great story. So good.
It was a great story other than...
It was short and cut. Mm-hmm. Nothing needed. I mean, he introduced aliens and like time loops and shit. Did you know that?
In the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because I was like, is that a fucking spaceship? And then the second time I was like, are they in a fucking
Army of the
time
Dead,
loop?
Right?
Yeah, Army of the Dead. There's time loops and aliens, bro.
How?
Remember when the fucking zombies get like cut down and shit? sometimes their blue blood and, like, sparks come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and, like, during the first scene, you see three dots shoot off in the distance.
Okay.
And then there's another time where you're watching it, and what else happens? The time loop when they're breaking into the bank vault.
Oh, we've already been here.
Someone's already been here. It's us. They kind of have the same clothes on. Wait a minute.
I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
Well, then again, it was 2 a.m.
Yeah. You know me. I'm the movie mog, so I sit there and go, yes. Nice. I'm going to watch shitty movies and figure out the entire story real quick.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the plan.
But following back up on the Loki series, yes. Introducing the multiverse as well as Kane the Conqueror.
Oh, man.
That alone is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Plus, you have a following up of No Way Home from Spider-Man. Yeah. You have Doctor Strange and the Madness of the Multiverse of Madness.
Dude, just take my fucking money. Honestly.
Cream on that.
Honestly, dude, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to get high as a fucking kite and go watch that movie. I don't care who listens to this. If you don't do that, what the hell's wrong with you? Why are you going to watch that movie?
Yeah.
Like, look, watch the first Doctor Strange and tell me you're not
tripping. That was a good movie.
You're not tripping watching that.
And the actor, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict.
Literally.
No, but his acting plus what they have set up for Phase 4. Yep. And then introducing... They're saying Kane the Conqueror is going to be the
he's the villain, Thanos. Yeah. He's the new Thanos, yeah. Yeah.
Insane.
We'll shoot for an hour and a half for this show today.
Okay.
Crazy. What are you doing afterwards?
Going home and working out.
Nice.
Get some homework. But
you didn't tell me what's your major?
Business, marketing, and supply chain.
So you're going to be the mogul.
Basically.
Get this book.
This one?
Yeah, get this book. I highly recommend it. It's Power, my stepdad that got it for me.
48 Laws of Power. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah. Check out the back. It'll give you all the laws. And it's like, and then read the, you can read the, like.
This one? Like right here?
Yeah, read that out loud. Then, like, you can just check those out for yourself periodically while we're talking.
So, you said this whole part. Okay.
Or just till you feel it's okay.
The best-selling book for those who want power, watch power, or want to arm themselves against power. Immoral, cunning, ruthless, and instructive. This piercing work distills 3,000 years of history of power into 48 I don't even know that fucking word. Basically, laws. 48 well-put laws. As attention-grabbing in its design as it is in its content. This is the bold volume outlines the laws of power in their unvarnished essence, synthesizing in philosophies of Machiavelli. Okay, basically a bunch of rulers.
History. It's history 101, and then it gives you examples of how to use your power and how to not use your power, and then an interpretation of the quote.
So basically, fake news is what you're.
It feels like a class, bro. It feels like I'm learning something because it goes, here's an example, here's how you could use it. No. They give you an example. They give you the quote from a historian or like a philosopher, and it goes, this is how they used it wrong. Here's how you use it good. And then an interpretation of the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's like you're basically teaching yourself a little thing every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm learning a lot from it, man. Like the first one, it's like never outshine your master.
That's smart.
And I learned that very well in college. Never outshine your master, man. Because it will always bite you in the ass.
# Anakin Skywalker.
Yes.
I have that as like one of my top 10 movies.
Revenge of the Sith, dude. It's the... Probably one of the best movies of all time.
Thank you. People don't agree with me on that.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Okay.
They're fucking stupid. They can't appreciate culture.
Thank you. The culture that brought alone.
It turned it into a cult classic.
People can cite that whole scene between.
I can cite the whole scene.
Thank you.
I can cite the whole scene.
Exactly.
Like, everybody I can't cite a whole movie scene.
You turned him against me. Oh, you've done that yourself. Oh my god.
And then it just
entire freaking fight scene where they just duke it out. People tell me that is not the top 10. That shouldn't even be top 10. It shouldn't even be 10.
They just weren't raised right, man.
That's what I'm saying. Right. What George Lucas had before Disney came into the picture was beautiful.
It was a
piece of art.
It was. See,
when you know what I'm worried about? I think I make this.
That was a terrible shot. Hold on.
This one won't be.
Damn. Oh, fucking
this. That's no, the thing that I'm getting upset about. I'll wait for you to respond. No, you're good. The thing I get upset about is that there. I don't know if there's gonna be another George Lucas or a creative mind out there, and I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I can be that because I love things too much. You know,
no, but I mean, preserving like the hero and like,
And that's another book. I got like this book from the 40s, and it's a template of the hero story. Mm-hmm. It's like what all great people, like all great directors, use, mm-hmm. and it's a template of every history from like Sumerians, Indian,
everything,
and it's just like this is the hero's template. Jesus, yeah. All of it. They go over it and explain it. It's like a professor from like Cambridge in the 40s.
Wow,
and I'm like. Pretty cool. So like once I read that, because I'm taking script writing like next year, I'm taking script writing and creative writing, so I have two English classes next year. Yeah, so that's gonna be pretty exciting. I'm taking esports too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they have an esports one credit. I'm like, why not, fuck it,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, I need the extra credit.
So you gonna play, or is it kind of like
maybe your... I mean if I do play I'll be
in the left hand corner we got blue team. Yeah, this is absolutely
yeah
pure homebodies
literally.
I think you could be that, though. Like, another George Lucas.
See, that's the thing. Is like, I don't know. I mean, if you give me time to write with people...
I feel like if you had a team to sit down with and kind of just brainstorm... Kind of like...
Because I
the Marvel Universe, yeah. They have... They plan that so well.
Yeah.
You had Iron Man, Captain America...
There's no way it's just done by one person, you know? Every great director has a writer with them.
Yeah, and that's what I was kind of thinking. It's just like...
Has a second writer that nobody
you are about. Very imaginative. You think and then you kind of produce that. I think if you had someone else there to provide a second opinion, help you write it, how we would work this, do we do two films, one film, mm-hmm. three films, a whole series, and maybe shows to go along with it, that would help exactly. At least the creative process of how long do we go in depth with this character, can we prove out, do we draw this character out longer, do we, oh this is a little backstory, kind of like what they did with Black Widow. Now
I haven't seen the new Black Widow.
It's alright.
Doesn't sound too appealing.
It's alright. It fills in backstory. It does a little
some stuff that's missing,
yeah, but it's not gonna do everything you wished it. But at the end credit you kind of get like a whoa, okay, nice, that's
oh
why.
Shit, Matt Damon confirms his cameo for Thor Love and Thunder.
Who?
Matt Damon. One of the best actors of all time.
Let me see.
Well, I'm going to check it out. You know Christian Bale is going to be the villain, I think.
Was that the guy? No, that's not
That's Christian. Batman. The Dark Knight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
No, fuck yeah, that's shit. A reaction, bro. Like, yeah.
Fuck. What's he playing?
I think he's being the villain. So like, there's this one guy I watched a lore video on it. Obviously, that's usually what happened too.
No, yeah, that's what I
and,
watched.
Yeah, so this guy basically he lost his entire family to like disease and viruses, and his entire culture.
I watched
was
that.
Like,
what is that? The God Killer.
Yeah, the God Killer, and yeah. His entire life was raised to like praise
the gods.
God.
Yeah, praise God, and then killed one at the end because he was begging for mercy.
And he goes, "You will not."
He just absolutely tears yep. into him and. That Whoa. I watched that video.
Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Loki movie as actor Loki at some point. Is that yeah, well, a secret that's or is Thor? I don't know if it's a secret or not, but everybody knows I went down there to shoot.
Matt Damon is a pretty cool house.
Interesting.
This is my work computer. I wish I had one. Shit. What these like the computer this one is like the thing is like for fucking laptops, bro, like they're just so fucking expensive, like
know,
if you want it that way,
because
like I need a fucking 32 gig like i9 processor for like the half the shit
four rams,
yeah, it's like, and then like a fucking 12 grand like GPU unit and you're like
just get a Threadripper,
and it's like I want a PC but like I'm gonna be limited to where I can go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing,
that's what sucks.
Yeah, those Threadrippers AMDs are fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
those Threadrippers just absolutely shred.
You're like
you say After Effects done,
they're like twice the size of a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that shit's crazy.
Okay, he just confirmed he's not giving away anything yet, so I'm not surprised. Joey King, The Kissing Booth. Kirsten, who gives a shit? Who give? Oh my God, Joaquin Phoenix is doing another like transformation role, role. Exciting.
Did you see the new Shanghai trailer?
No, I'm not supporting China. Fuck that shit.
Eternals?
No, that shit looks stupid. Eternals looks so lame. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
My whole friend group is screaming about how good it's gonna be.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Thank you.
What the fuck are the Eternals? Who the fuck are they? I've never heard of them. Dude, if they wanted to make something good, they should have gone. I mean, they kind of did, but they didn't really go too far with it. They should have kept the Inhumans, bro.
You got Fantastic Four joining the process.
That's going to be good.
Deadpool, damn near confirmed.
That. Yeah.
The Multiverse of Madness. I can't wait for Deadpool just to absolutely just start going ham.
Dude, Will Smith stars as Venus and Serena Williams' father in the first King Richard trailer.
Oh, there you go.
That's lit. Oh, dude, Arthur's ending at PBS after 25 seasons. Dude, it's an end of an era.
Fuck it.
The fist. Caitlyn Jenner reflects at her identity during the 1976 Montreal Olympics. Wow. Don't care.
There you go.
Simone Biles' boyfriend, Jonathan Owens. Good for you.
Do you see that?
J-Lo and Ben are back together. Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Let's fucking go.
Dude. That's a dub.
I saw a picture from them when they first started dating on their boat. And
yeah.
I saw it again in the exact same pose, and I went...
Well, so were Zendaya and...
Don't tell me that. White boy summer's over. I love those memes. That shit was so funny. Where it's just like...
Have you seen that kid? You mean to stop? He sent like a video audio message to Zendaya.
What are you going to do with a white guy like that?
Come on, man.
You're going to come back, man. Yeah, everybody's like, cancel White Boy Summer. He has too much power now.
Yeah.
If you want to get a chance, bro, watch Malcolm and Marie. It's Zendaya's best movie. It's her best acting performance of all time. Watch it with your girlfriend.
I'll watch it.
Watch it with your girlfriend. She's going to love you for watching it with you.
I will watch it
then. It's a chick flick, but you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Chicky flicks.
Dude, the baby hates gay people.
It's oh my true. God.
You hear what happened?
No.
The baby apologizes for insensitive anti-LGBTQ remarks at Rolling Loud this weekend. The rapper added, I forget what he said.
God.
Oh, this is fucking goofy. I saw it on Instagram. Anybody who done ever been affected by HIV AIDS, y'all got the right to be upset. Oh wait,
that didn't sound like the baby.
No, babe. I'm surprised and horrified at the babies. Who gives a fuck?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's a guy. He's also saying, dude, who the fuck threw that ugly Adidas?
Emma Roberts has the... Who the fuck is Emma Roberts? I don't know that. J-Lo and Ben Flick. Ben Affleck isn't even that good of an actor.
He's amazing. Did you see the new Batman is the guy from Twilight?
No, he is a fucking spectacular actor. Robert Pattinson is so fucking good.
You think he's going to carry the Batman series?
Yes, bro. It's going to be like his origin story, bro.
Oh.
You know he's rocking LeBron's?
Oh, hell.
Yeah. And then...
they're like Black Air Forces almost.
Green Goblin have foam runners on, bro. like in the OG one? Yeah.
Look at you.
What? Wentworth Miller reveals he's been diagnosed with autism as an adult.
What?
Interesting. How'd you not know that, bro? I mean, can you get that later? Can you get that later on?
I guess.
Isn't JoJo Siwa gay?
No, yeah, she is definitely gay now.
Confirmed.
Confirmed on the podcast, guys. This is a straight source.
Just not me nutting over looking at anything with The Rock. Dude, have you seen how fucking shredded he's gotten for Black Adam?
Mm-mm.
Look at this shit.
Black Adam.
DC.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably don't care.
I don't follow DC like that.
You got to, bro. I'm telling you, man. Oh, you know The Rock literally just decided to do a movie based off a single Disney ride? You ever been on the Jungle Cruise?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's a Disney ride with no backstory, but like they just made a movie for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's finally about time.
Here's a picture of Black Adam. Black Adam
just looks like The Rock.
The Black Adam is Shazam's villain. He comes from Kandak, Egypt. He was a Jew that was enslaved and gets the powers of Shazam, but he's evil. And Shazam's like, you can't have the powers, and then locks him away until Shazam dies, and then he comes back after the new Shazam comes. Yeah. Have you had Zoa yet?
Who?
Zoa Energy.
Mm-mm. What is that?
The Rock.
Shit.
No, he's still the same Rock.
He's still packed.
But dude, he's shredded. He's
packed.
Like, dude, I want to get The Rock like gear to wear to the gym, but I don't want to be a fat. I don't want to be lame.
You know, what's some gay brands that you would associate with gym?
Gymshark.
All right, I wear Gymshark.
Yeah, cause you're gay.
Yeah, I know.
No, like I just don't get it. It's the whole culture of like, yeah, man, look at me.
Pretty sure that's still recording.
It's whatever. I don't mind it as long as everybody's in there and keeps positive energy.
That's what I do.
Like, there's some toxic. I do like the booty shorts, the Gymshark booty shorts. When I see the dudes be wearing those, I'm like, sheesh.
And they got this. Like they got. There you go.
That's the best picture I have of it.
That's amazing.
You got to start following DC, bro.
I'll get into it.
HBO Max has everything.
I don't have HBO Max.
Get it? That's the only streaming service I pay for.
I have Disney Plus. I have Netflix. I have Hulu. I got everything. Speaking of Hulu, Rick and Morty is on there.
I don't watch that shit.
I like Rick and Morty.
Of course you do.
It was good.
No, it's not.
I like the fucking attitude of everything. The grandpa and then Rick and Morty.
Did you watch Luca? I didn't watch that.
I heard it's,
I think my girlfriend watched it. She liked it.
And that the guy, the boy and the boy.
We're fish, but we're real people.
Yeah, and they're both boys.
Kanye is leaving Atlanta Stadium to work on Donda.
He finally left?
You know he's living.
Oh, I was about to say, he's been there for a while now.
What the hell?
He's been living there, finishing Donda.
Bro, are you good, bro?
Dude is in another universe.
God love it.
I told you, like, he is on another level.
Who knows, bro? Oh, we should probably update everybody. What's leaving Netflix August 2021? American Assassin, nobody cares about that. Nightcrawler's leaving.
I gotta watch that.
You need to watch it before they kill the Irishman. Who cares? The Founder's leaving. That's a McDonald's movie. Why is this... Dude, it's just... Jesus. It's just a bunch of freaking... No, The Big Lebowski's leaving and The Departed and Chinatown. Damn.
All the good shit.
All the good shit's leaving, man. Damn.
What are we gonna do now?
I know, bro. Damn. Well, is there some more stuff you want to talk about? Anything else been going on crazy in your life?
Yeah, there's not been
college.
Yeah, there's not been much
literally
going on.
Fucking college.
Like,
it's been kicking my ass.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I've been literally 3 summer classes, 6 classes each semester to 7. Absolutely kicks my ass.
Damn. Well, why don't you come on to Media Mongol sometime next month?
All right.
Because it'll be once a week, because we're going to have a guest on there, and we won't have as much restrictions last year. There'll be more shit to talk about, because, like, we'll be updated weekly. They're just movie Mongols, bro. I'm going to be honest, everybody, I haven't been watching movies. I know, that's crazy. But I've been watching a lot of... DC stuff, as I said. I mean, I just finished Young Justice. That was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. Shout out to my cousin DeMarcus for that one, for showing me that.
Yeah.
Really, really good. If you get a chance to watch, there's 3 seasons. The third season just came out, like, last year, and and there was, like, a 10-year gap of nothing.
Okay.
So it's all updated. It's really good.
And what's the name of it again?
Young Justice. Young it's Justice League, but they're kids. It's like the sidekicks.
Okay.
It's really cool.
That'd be interesting.
It's against like Apocalypse and shit, like Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch.
What else? Titans gonna be spectacular as usual.
I've heard, yeah, I've seen stuff about that.
Yeah, they're bringing in Jason Todd's.
His dad's leaving now.
Oh, Sam's dad.
I think that's his dad.
Oh, that's not his dad. His dad drives a Subaru.
It was the same spot as where he parked.
No, he parked right there.
That's a Subaru.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I thought it was like, I swear he parked right there.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to end it for today.
No, I'll call it.
We'll shoot for another one here pretty soon.
Yeah. But
hopefully we'll have a lot more to talk about, some more shit going on. We'll it's just been dry.
No, yeah. Hopefully when the Marvel series kicks back off.
Hopefully, man, because I'll have some more shit to talk about. And
John Wick updates.
Oh, yes, bro. I'm so excited for that.
And plenty more.
Hop back. Come, follow me back home. I'll show you something.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's or this month's Movie Moguls. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, for this is Bryson Foxen, and take it easy.
Appreciate it.
Cool. All right, we'll just. Oh, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, now I.
Oh,
echo.
Oh, the ears are off, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. God, this computer's huge, bro.
Sheesh. Was this recording the entire time?
No.